We're good. Everything's good. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're bringing you Vampirella, Death and Destruction, 1996, Harris Comics. I've never read Harris Vampirella, so I don't know what to expect. It's going to be as much of a surprise to me as it might be to some of you, so let's get started. And yes, we're just going on the path with Lady Death, because these two are going to get back together and fight. But first, there's this and one other comic, and then we'll get to that. Vampirella, Death and Destruction. Plot by Tom Snegolski and Christopher Golden. Script is Tom Snegolski. Penciler is Amanda Connor. Inks is Jimmy Palmiotti. Letters is Robin Spehar and Mike Delafine. We've got color by Ruben Rude and iHawk. And we have editor David Bogart. All right. So here's our story so far, which we have no fucking clue what it is because, you know, I've never read it. The reign of chaos has begun. Evil gains the upper hand as Vampirella is powerless to prevent cutthroat Moondark from slaughtering hundreds of innocent lives. Hitting a seductive siren song, the psychotic assassin Hemorrhage seeks out Vampirella's ally, Dervish, and murders him in cold blood. I have no idea who these people are. Sensing impending doom, Vampirella must stand against the incomparable might of Mistress Nyx alone. Ooh, she sounds pretty formidable. Death and Destruction Prologue. Okay. It does not wish to let her... Okay, alright, I guess that's what we're doing here. It does not wish to let her go. The nightmare tries to hold her in its morbid grip of utter despair. It showed her a world of horror, plunged into chaos with a mysterious female figure, Nyx. Nyx spoke to Vampirella in a voice dripping with confidence and told her that no matter what she did, Vampirella as well as the world would suffer the same horrible fate. Doom. Her heart beats as if to tear free of her breast, and she screams like she never screamed before, surfacing from the hold of the horrible dream. Vampirella is now free of its hold, but not of the vile seeds of dread it has planted in her consciousness. Note, see Vengeance of Vampirella, 1/2. A meeting of the Unseelie Congress. These are good times, my brothers and sisters in darkness. The seeds of doubt have been planted in the accursed Vampirella's fertile mind. We will make her answer her ability. Excuse me. We will make her question her abilities. Her mission to see our kind eradicated. I knew it had to be bad, but this... The Unseelie Congress back together and led by Cutthroat Moondark. It doesn't get... excuse me. I don't think it could get any worse. We will whittle away her confidence, and the confidence of all who believe in her cause, we will. And how long will this take? How much time will pass before Vampirella and the entire human race kneel submissive before you? Who dares? I can give all of that to you now. All you need do is give me your undying loyalty and gratitude. Ooh. Dispose of this intruder immediately and have the sentry at the passage entrance executed at once. I should have known you'd react that way. Looks like I'll have to prove myself. Oh, well. I don't know who she is, but she certainly has guts, and I think I'm going to see them shortly. Impossible! What kind of monster are you, woman? The kind destined to lead you. Give us a kiss, handsome. Oh, who is this? Whoops, too far. Delusions of grandeur, woman. But at least you aimed high and provided us with an entertaining diversion. Die! Are you sure you want to do that? Those eyes, they touch me to the blackest depths of my being. I know those eyes, and I am humbled. Forgive me. Quite all right. You have looked into my eyes and have seen my true identity. Now it is the time to listen to the words of your loving and all-powerful mistress, Nyx. Now is the time we prepare our siege against the forces of light, against Vampirella! You all right, pretty lady? I thought I heard you yell. I'm fine, Irving. Just a bad dream that I pray is truly over. Me too, but I don't know. Got a bad feeling. As do I, my little friend. What is that sound? Pendragon, are you responsible for this horrible noise? I should be insulted, but I know you had a bad night. I'll ignore your accusations this time. Didn't do nothing, lady. The humming is coming from down there on the street. Yes, yes, yes. What could be responsible for such an incessant droning? The sound appears to be coming from them. Those people. The sound is not natural. Sounds like bugs. Lots and lots of bugs. Don't like bugs much. What's happening, Pendragon? Why does this feel so wrong? Satyr and Cersei, there are so many. Undoubtedly supernatural. They're blotting out the sun. I have to do something. I agree, and I'm right behind you. So many can't see. Crawling into mouth. Thud. The wail of a child in danger is enough to spur the man once called Adam Van Helsing, now called Bad Jack, into action. While patrolling the panic-stricken streets of Salem, he heard the tiny cry for help through the irritating din of the swarm. Hang on, kid, help's on the way. A car had struck the side of the building, the driver obviously blinded by the storm of insects. The child must have been trapped as the building collapsed. Let's see. Help me, mister! It's dark! Help me, please! The little piece of spit said that he'd give me a hand in trapping you if I promised that he could have your skull later. Didn't see why not. You murdering son of a... Let's see. Hold on. This is a little different. Hold on. I think I may have missed some things here. It's hard with the way the panels are. Okay, we're going to go from this side. Something bad had happened to the city while he slept. An evil force of an increasing magnitude had blanketed the world, and it was all that he and the Danse Macabre could do to maintain some type of order through the growing chaos. Almost there, kid. What the hell is this? You're oh so kind. The little piece of spit said that he'd give me a hand in trapping you if I promised that he could have your skull later. Didn't see why not. You murdering son of a... Yep, it's me. Those look like some nasty cuts on your hands, bro. You've killed friends of mine and tormented the woman I love. I've had just about enough of your crap. Yikes! They look infected. If I had my druthers, I'd kill you now and put you out of your misery. But a certain special someone wants you alive. And after all... Who am I to fight City Hall? That's it, child. Easy. We must get you to shelter before... Don't concern yourself with me. I'll be fine. We must contact the Danse. I'm sure they're prepared for such situations as this. Don't like this at all. Just like in my bad dream, it's getting darker. No sun where there should be sun. This is good. Remember what the mistress said? It's a sign. Now we gotta raise some hell. Wouldn't want screet the mistress to be screet angry with us. Let's go to work. Screet! First the insects, and now this. The situation does appear to be worsening by the minute. Bugs and monsters. What's next? Swack! Ah! At last, I stand above my greatest adversary. You have me at a disadvantage, troll. Have we met? I am Cutthroat Moondark of the Troll Clan Moondark, and I have come to claim vengeance for the life of my brother who fell beneath your claws. I don't remember your brother. Whoosh! We'll try this again. I wouldn't expect you to, seeing as you've murdered so many. Those who fell beneath my claws deserve to die. If you say it, it must be so. Gah! There is nothing I would like more than to cleave your pretty skull wide, but I have promised your life to another. Come for me then, Cutthroat Moondark. Let me show you what most likely became of your brother. Come taste my vengeance. Your taunts would do you little good. Listen, she approaches. Your death approaches. What's coming, troll? Tell me. You will know soon enough. I is scared, magic man. As am I, Irving. As am I. Your wait is over, Vampirella. Thoom, 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 thoom. She comes. Who comes, cutthroat? Tell me now. Is it the monster from my nightmares, the Chaos Child? Tell me. Satyr and Circe, Mistress Nyx. Oh, shit. She looks badass, though. Vampirella, how nice it is to finally meet you in the flesh. Can you believe all this chaos? It's truly amazing what a woman can do when she puts her mind to it. Don't you agree? I'm tired of the small talk, Nyx. Let's just get on with this and be done. Unlike you, the creatures of shadow are a patient lot, dear. They were just waiting for the right person with the proper motivational and leadership skills to happen along. Everything has gone according to plan. I've dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's, so to speak. I've eliminated all possible threats except for one. Get on with it! That's the spirit! Whoosh! Nice one! My turn! Insolence! I wouldn't have expected that from one so noble. I like it! Swack! Urgh! Shall we try that again? It's sad, really. What, that you'll soon be dead? No, that all the hard work you and yours have done to cleanse the world of evil has amounted to nothing. I didn't think I would, but I really do admire you. If I was a feeling creature, I'd truly be upset by what you're about to endure. But I'm not. Confident words from one about to taste defeat! Shriek! Slash! Touché, like a true creature of the night. I'm tired of all this. Let's bring it to a close. Oomph! Woof! You can't hurt me, Vampirella. It's far too late for that. Now, how should we do this? It should be very dramatic. Very operatic, don't you agree? No matter what happens now, I will kill you. This is the stuff of legend, Vampirella. They will tell stories of this day for a millennium to come. Take her! Screech! Such fire! All for naught! All for naught! Screech! I'll have no problem dealing with the likes of your kind. Zamf! Give in, child. Why do you make it so hard upon yourself? Ah! Click! Perfect fit. Screech! 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 Haul her to her feet. It is high time that this criminal face a jury of her peers for the atrocities committed against their kind. Take her to the Hall of Justice! The scent of evil in the enclosed area is almost suffocating as she struggles to catch her breath and attempts to stand. In all the years she existed upon this world, and after all the battles she has fought in its defense, she has never given up the belief that good would eventually triumph over evil. For the first time, she begins to doubt herself. Vampirella, you stand accused of crimes against the creatures of shadow. How do you plead, as if I didn't already know? Satyr and Circe, such madness! I'm guilty of nothing except protecting this world against the kinds of evil I now see before me. Kathump! Isn't it great, love? Enough death and destruction to shake a stick at. Really makes a guy like me feel alive. Ruff! Adam! I brought him to you just like you asked, even though I wanted to kill him. You're a good boy, Hemorrhage, and I'm glad that you're learning to control those awful urges. Does this one mean something to you, Vampirella? Keep away from him. It's me that you want. I could see why. I sense that there is a wildness in this one, a potential for great darkness. I do believe that there could be a place for someone like you in my new unholy regime. How does that sound, man? How would you like to serve the great Mistress Nyx and belong to her in both body and soul? You take your hands off of him! What is your answer, Bad Jack? Yeah, right. And maybe later on, monkeys will fly out of my ass. What? Satyr and Cersei. Pity, you could have been my favorite plaything. Snapped! Adam, no! Hear the sound of your lover's neck breaking, Vampirella? Remember it well, for it is the sound that heralds the beginning of a new, dark age. A chaos age! You have been defeated, Vampirella, and chaos reigns supreme. The horrible breaking sound lingers in the air. Excuse me, guys. The horrible breaking sound lingers in the still air, signaling to her the end of all the happiness she will ever know. Satyr and Cersei, please, no! He was the one constant in the tumultuous existence she lived as protector of a world besieged by supernatural forces. Do I make myself clear? Adam Van Helsing saw her for what she was and what she could be, accepting both the good and the bad. He truly loved her, and her him. Vampirella never realized the end of the world could hurt so bad. My sweet Adam. I'll kill you, Nyx, no matter the cost. You will pay! The battle begins in Vampirella, Death and Destruction. Death and Destruction, Chapter 1. She strains against the unyielding bonds, the horrific scene unfolding before her eyes, bringing her precariously close to the brink of madness. A defense mechanism? Perhaps. But the woman called Vampirella suddenly finds herself recalling one of the happiest moments in her life. Vampirella remembers the first time she and Adam made love. What began as a warm peck of affection quickly evolved into something of a far more passionate nature. There was a great need satisfied that lazy day, a need both physical and spiritual. And through the satisfying of that need, a powerful bond was forged, the bond of endless love. Until death do they part. Salem, Massachusetts, the courthouse, the headquarters of Mistress Nyx. Mistress, I like your style! The woman helping the still cooling corpse of Vampirella's love is called Nyx. She is the dark and corruptive power of the dread chaos god made flesh. Mistress Nyx wants this world as her own, and is prepared to destroy anyone foolhardy enough to stand in her path. The wet, cracking sound of breaking bone hangs heavy in the stagnant air of the courthouse, a sound like no other. It is a sound that signals both the end of a young, heroic life and the end of Vampirella's world as she has known it. His life is over with a flick of my wrist, and the lives of all who oppose me shall soon be. Adam! No! Nyx! You've broken your chains! So much for fabled dwarf craftsmanship. Hemorrhage, remind me later to have their kind exterminated. Look, magic man, the pretty lady is free and forever changed by the horrors we've just witnessed. Zamph! Quickly, we must aid her in her struggle. I shall take your body apart, Chaos Witch, and savor the taste of your accursed blood upon my lips. I'll kill you! Oof! I'm sure you would, dear, if you had the power to do so! Scrack! But you don't. The time of order has come to a tragic close, as has your life! That sound, what? Crack! Foom! Who dares? The dance! Sebastian was right. He said we find your cute butt here in the eye of the shitstorm. Sorry we're late, honey. The traffic was murder. Blamf! Blamf! Yeah! Let me guess. That was the queen bad guy we just shot. We gotta get you guys out of here to the dance as quickly as possible. Get to the ship! I'll watch your back until... Ah! We can't just leave him. She'll kill him! Kill him like she did my Adam! Please, Vampirella, we must get you to safety! I smell the scent of a powerful mage about you, animal man, and I do believe his name to be Sebastian. Go to death with the knowledge that your sacrifice was in vain and that your master sent you to die for nothing. Yeah! Dance Hall Prime, this is Dark Waltz 10. We are returning the base. Dance ticket has been punched over. Nobody can stop me now. Roger that, Dark Waltz 10. We are awaiting your return. Over and out. Where is she? Ooh. I turn my back for an instant and she's gone? Where is Vampirella? Adam. My poor Adam. Incompetent swine, all of you! I had her at my mercy and you let her escape. Not I, Mistress Nex. I was blinded by the haze of battle. If you were blinded, puppy, it was by fear, and now, please don't, by me, die! Despite your failure, my pets, I will find Vampirella again. She will suffer all the more for the trouble I have been through today. Hemorrhage began my crusade against her, but now it will continue 100-fold. I will kill every living thing that Vampirella holds dear. I will destroy her. Body and soul! But what to do about you lot, who have failed me through your weakness and cowardice? What to do indeed? Hemorrhage, my beautiful champion, you love me, yes? I'm yours, mistress, I've always been yours. Excellent. Kill them all, then join me in my chambers. She can feel the pulse of death pounding close by. As Hemorrhage fulfills by... Let's try that one again, guys. She can feel the pulse of death pounding close by as Hemorrhage fulfills her command. Together they feed her death and obedience. She can hear the end screams of 100 night beasts as they die for her and she is aroused. Long after it is over, when Hemorrhage comes to her, the fire within her still rages. Come to me now so that I may forget Vampirella for a time. The copper stench of blood fills the room. To Nyx, it is the smell of passion, of lust. I can feel your blood, mistress. I hear it singing in your veins. One of my favorite songs, an oldie, but a goodie. Listen to my blood, then, Hemorrhage, as it commands you and show me your own red life. Cover me with the death you have wrought in my name. Caress me with the essence of murder. Dance Hall Prime, this is Dark Waltz 10, preparing for landing. Do you read me? Hey, is anybody home or what? Part of Vampirella's mind has simply ceased to function when Nyx snapped Adam's neck. She turned inward, and that's where she remains now. In her mind, she can relive the joyous moments of their life together over and over. Nothing can touch her. Nothing can hurt her. Pretty lady hurt bad. Inside magic man, bad, bad. Indeed, my friend, the kind of wound that may never heal. I'm so sorry, Vampirella. Adam was the best of us. The only man to ever see me is more than a time-worn magic trick. I feel as though I've lost a son. Oh, my dear Pendragon, I know that you too must be grieving. At least we still have one another. You're all I have left now, the only one I still trust. Irving, sorry too, pretty lady. Mistress Nyx has torn out her heart. She's going to pay, old friend. And dearly, but Vampirella isn't prepared to die just yet. With all I have suffered, I struggle to retain some sense of innocence, of optimism. Nyx has corrupted that. My eyes are open now, Pendragon. She has changed me, and it will be her undoing. Dance Hall Prime, this is... Oh, the hell with it, Captain. There's no one here. It's a friggin' ghost town out there. That's impossible, Kelsey. There's no way Sebastian would allow... Vampirella! You better get up here. I think we've got a problem. Die, night beast. You and all your kin. If Mistress Nyx has found us already, it only means that she will pay that much sooner. Yeah! Pendragon, look outside. See what we're up against. Oh, dear. This may be a problem. Vampirella gathers her grief, hones it to a fine edge, and kills with it. Perhaps you see it as a problem, Pen. I, on the other hand, see it as a deeply satisfying bereavement therapy. Move it, Dark Waltz. This place is compromised. Let's get Mr. Sebastian and get the hell out of here. No, you and your men hold the ship. It may be our only exit. If Sebastian's still alive, I'll get him out. See, brother? It is Vampirella. Nyx will reward us well for finding both the dance and this long-limbed lovely. Indeed, brother. Perhaps the mistress will allow us to spend some quality time with Vampirella's cooling corpse. My pulse quickened just thinking of it. Now that is really disgusting. Despite her uncharacteristic flippancy and the rage that burns like a star in her gut, it's not long before the cold void left inside of her by Adam's death returns. Splurch! Splurch! Come on, then. I'll kill you one by one if I have to. At that moment, the glory of revenge departs. The joy of killing evaporates. She will murder them all, simply because they are there, and stand between herself and Nyx. Thunk! Fear not, my dear. You do not fight alone. Pendragon stands with you. And Irving, magic man, don't forget Irving. I will not, little friend, but we could use a little magical help from you now. You must concentrate your power. Within the chaos, Vampirella somehow managed to maneuver towards the door. She cannot help but think, however, that is a futile attempt. Any time you'd like now, Irving. A little aid would be appreciated. Wrong person. Pendragon, we must find Sebastian and get out of here. Find some place to regroup so we can retaliate against Nyx. Too many big, not nice monsters want to stomp on teeny tiny Irving. Whee! Now Irving big and not nice monsters teeny tiny. Irving's turn to stomp. What the... Well done, Gaga. Use the body I made you to annihilate them all. Do try to hurt our friends, though, Do try not to hurt our friends, though, won't you? Vam, 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 vam! Sebastian, what have you done to poor Gaga? Oh, Sebastian, think Cersei you're all right. No, I don't guess. I expected that. Listen, Vampirella, Gaga learned for a healthy body, and I have given him a most practical one. You fiend! All he wanted to be was a normal child to run and play with others. You've made him a monster! Indeed I have, and in so doing I have saved all our lives. Let go of me, Vampirella, you presume too much. Mr. Sebastian, sir, we've really got to go! Let us depart then. There is a secondary dance macabre facility nearby. Nyx will never find us there. She will not have to find us, Sebastian. I will find her! Newton, a suburb of Boston, the home of Kathleen Benway and the supernatural being known as Passion. Crash! Who is he, Passion? Why does he want to hurt us? The stench of evil about him is truly nauseating, Kathleen. He is somehow a part of the much larger evil that has begun to spread across the globe. Stand back and I will deal with him and those who accompany him, for this is my purpose, my passion. Are you in need of assistance, Hemorrhage? No, everything's just ducky. I underestimated her, that's all. Forgot that she isn't human, made up of arcane energies and supernaturally charged ectoplasm. Gonna have to change how I usually operate. She's fast, I'll give her that. Fast, graceful, slash, and fluid. Something trying to tear me apart. The power of the mind, babe. I've got a knack for working with fluids. All I gotta do is worm my way inside where it's warm and wet. The rest is easy. Well, I mean, that's a sexual innuendo if I hadn't seen one. You don't stand a chance in hell against a new and improved me. Must hold together. Can not. I don't know what you're doing to her, but stop it, you monster. Ugh! Ouch. Poor baby. Don't fret. Just a head wound. One thing I can say about head wounds. They bleed like a son of a bitch. Twit, twit, twit. Mustn't discorporate. For Kathleen's sake! Chunk, chunk, chunk! That hurt! Looks as though I'm not quite finished with you yet! You're just full of surprises, Passion. But then again, so am I! Ah! Chunk, chunk, chunk! I'm tired of this creature, Hemorrhage. I'll lend you my power so we may destroy it and be done! Put up quite a fight for an artificial life form. Well, there's also the... Yeah! Don't forget about that. It's sad how they struggled to hold on to their pitiful lives. All for nothing. Come, there are still others who have associated with Vampirella who must be dealt with. Are we sure she's dead? You doubt your mistress? The housing for the force that gave passion life has been destroyed. A word to the wise, Hemorrhage. Don't doubt in your abilities. My abilities. It doesn't become you. Their main headquarters destroyed by the vast army of the Unseelie Congress, all of whom are minions of Mistress Nyx, what remains of the Danse Macabre gather in the hidden refuge beneath the streets of Salem. And so we mourn our friends who have lost their lives in the battle against Mistress Nyx. The destruction of passion is only the latest misfortune we have suffered. Dancers Porter, Wild, Dervish, and of course Adam Van Helsing, with their names on our lips. Enough! I don't ever want to hear you speak my Adam's name again, Sebastian. You are a poser and fraud, and were it not for you, he might yet live. Vampirella, how can you? You played the role masterfully, didn't you? All-powerful, all-knowing mage, a power in the world. But you weren't prepared for Mistress Nyx, were you? You, Sebastian, are nothing more than a child tagging along with your elders, desperate to take part in matters that are beyond you. The illusion is gone, Sebastian. I'll not listen to you any longer. From now on, we move when and where I decide. Any that disagree may take their chances with Mistress Nyx. Vampirella, wait for us, please. You should not be alone now. Irving will cheer you up, pretty lady. Not now, old friend. I need a few moments to myself just now. Then we shall discuss our first steps towards vengeance. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Son of Man begged his father to free him from his destiny. He was to be the burning light of example, the savior, and the sacrifice that cleansed the world of evil. Before he accepted his fate, he wept tears of blood. He was afraid. Vampirella can feel her destiny rushing towards her, inevitable and unrelenting. Yet her only fear is that it will arrive before she can destroy Mistress Nyx. Then she senses his presence, smells his odor in her room. She is angry with herself for not having noticed it before, and furious with him for intruding upon her pain. You've pushed it too far this time. Excuse me, you've pushed too far this time, Squash. Enough cowering in the shadows. Your life is over. Urgh! You have 5 minutes to tell me how you found me here and why. I was just searching for you, following your ship from the headquarters of the dance to tell you Nyx now commands the Unseelie Congress. I can take you to their lair. It's about time you've made yourself useful. I warn you, though, if this is a trap, you will die before I do. Death is only the beginning, Vampirella. Oh, excuse me, that's not him. Death is only the beginning, Vampirella. Kathleen? Passion? But I was told that Nyx had murdered us. It is true. Both Kathleen Benway and the creature once known as Passion were slaughtered. I was made from their murder and sought you out. Squash followed us here, but how did you find this place? I am of the dead now and can hear the songs sung by those who grieve. I followed the song. I am death and resurrection united as one. And I have come to show you that from tragedy can emerge beauty and victory and vengeance. Thank you, Circe. You still live. You bring me hope that we might yet triumph. Together we shall destroy Mistress Nyx. First we will tear apart what she has begun to build, striking down those creatures of the night who have become her allies. Then I will make the chaos bitch suffer just as she has made me suffer. And in the end I will feast on her pulsing black heart. The battle continues in Vampirella, Death and Destruction, number 2. Death and Destruction, chapter 2. Salem. Nyx has tainted even the ocean with her chaotic poisons. It boils like a cauldron. Smell the air, Passion. It's worse than you think. That is in water. It's blood. Nyx has begun to remake the world in her image. We are all that stand in her way. There it is. Be careful on the cliff face. One wrong move and you'll be shattered on those rocks. I'm surprised you had the intestinal fortitude to make the climb the first time. Frankly, so am I. But you know, I've seen Nyx up close and I'm still going back. That ought to count for something. Gaga felt Mistress Nyx leave Salem, and thus far she has not come back. That is the reason we attack the Unseelie Congress now. Like a myth, Nyx feeds on the power of faith. She seems invulnerable. Her followers believe it of her. Thus it becomes true. Indeed, if we can tear down the foundations of the myth, we can destroy her army, her security. But we also drain some of her actual physical and magical power. I'm telling you, we must stand together and put all of our power behind Mistress Nyx. If we do that, we can banish the light forever. Our destiny lies with Nyx. How sad for you. No, it is the light of the darkness we must flee. Now, cutthroat, you shall face the vengeance of Vampirella. Vampirella doesn't give him that opportunity. Cutthroat barely has a chance to react, never mind the time to issue his usual barrage of threats and boasts. Cutthroat Moondark, you took your name from your favorite method of murder. It is only fitting that it shall be the manner of your own. When you get to hell or wherever your kind go, give your brother my regards. Their leader has fallen. Now we destroy all the followers of Mistress Nyx. Vampirella, Passion, anybody, help! You hurt me, little beast. Death is the best you can hope for. Then I'm doing you a favor, creature. Vampirella. It'll be all right now, Squash. The Banshee is dead. Jeremiah, my real name is You've earned your rest, Jeremiah, and your redemption. From out of the Warren of Tunnels come more monsters. The many races of night beasts merge within the Unseelie Congress. Sadly, this is only one small portion of their massive numbers. The need for words is long past, and the killing proceeds in an ugly silence punctuated by the impact of weapons on flesh and the expiring sighs and grunts of monsters. As Vampirella instructed, one creature is allowed to escape to bring word of their triumph to Mistress Nyx. Buddha, buddha, buddha. She will be less than pleased. Though these creatures were only a fraction of the population of the night beasts, Their destruction and its effects on Nyx is a significant victory. Vampirella wonders why it is, then, that she does not feel the joy that usually accompanies victory. Instead of delight, she feels disgust. Instead of exultation, she merely feels nauseous. And still her heart cries out for vengeance. It has begun! Dobbs Ferry, New York. Though Magdalene, daughter of Lilith, sister of Vampirella, mother of things most foul, is dead, many of her offspring still live. They are called the progeny, and their mere existence fends all creation. Even as she lands, she is prepared for battle, for murder, for her own death if necessary. Let's try to read that one again. Even as she lands, she is prepared for battle, for murder, for her own death if necessary. She has tracked the progeny dozens of times, slain hundreds of them. She believes she is prepared for anything, but there is one thing she never expected to find. Nothing? Where the... No. She is called Hunter. It is not a name, but a definition. You can't hide from me. I smell your blood. I can smell your... Who the hell are you? Looking for the blood of the progeny, eh? By all means. Have some! Ah! I'm told you fancy yourself a predator, girl. Let this be your final lesson, then. Oh, excuse me. That's the wrong voice. I'm told you fancy yourself a predator, girl. Let this be your final lesson, then. There is always something bigger, meaner, and hungrier than you in the jungle. It's just the nature of the beast. Now tell me, where is Vampirella? I don't know. I swear I don't. I see in your eyes that you speak the truth, but still, you are her ally. Hemorrhage, kill her for me, then we'll bathe together in her blood. Mistress, I thought you'd never ask. See, I'm hot-blooded. Okay, that's a foreigner song. See, I'm hot-blooded, catch it and see. Got a fever of 103. Oh yeah, I know that song. Come on, baby, do you more than dance? I'm hot-blooded. Hot-blooded. Your bitch made a mistake letting me go, lunatic. I'll have your head now for my trophy wall. How shall I kill you? Let me count the ways. Well, the best way would be with your own chosen weapon. You could almost say I had sword envy, but then... Mine's bigger! You have such style, my pet. I do so love watching you work. That was nothing, Mistress Nix, a walk in the park, a day at the beach, a piece of cake, you can get the idea. Can't we find something more difficult? Don't worry, Hemorrhage, this is only the beginning. Salem. He sits in the clinging darkness, sensing the approach of one who wields the power of shadow and the service of light. Oliver was Prince of the Archangels before the Civil War erupted in heaven. He sided with Lucifer and fell with the rest of them. Oliver knew she would eventually seek him out, but didn't think it would be this soon. Things must be dire indeed for the woman called. Vampirella! Enter and speak your peace! Such a warm greeting, Olivier. Olivier, something I would not have expected from your kind. A racist comment from one whose mother spawned the myriad creatures of darkness. I should be insulted, but I'm not. We demons are a tolerant breed and quite patient, despite rumor to the contrary. So demons can take racist remarks? Wow, good to know. What can I do for you, woman? I'm sure you're aware of the situation the outside world faces against Mistress Nix. And I'm also sure that you know all manner of supernatural beasts have sworn allegiance to her. All except you and yours. You speak the obvious, Vampirella. Please, get to the point. Since you have not taken sides, I've come to ask that you and those who follow your command take up sides with us in our battle against Nix. But if that should prove distasteful, I request that you remain neutral in the confrontation that is to come. Demons allying themselves with the ragtag forces of order? I must say, that's quite the groundbreaking concept. Uniting against a common enemy and all that. Thrilling. My, the times they are a-changing. What is your answer, demon? I'm afraid you've come a tad too late, my sweet. We've already made our decision. We've decided to go with the winning team. Sorry. I was hoping my preconceived ideas about your kind would be wrong. I'm disappointed, but not surprised. I'm a demon, for fuck's sake! What did you expect? Tear her apart! What's the matter, Olivier? Don't you want a piece of me as well? Only your head on a plate. That should make the chaos bitch happy. Bring her down! Ah! Are you paying attention, Olivier? What is wrong with you? You dare call yourselves demons? Crack! When the time comes, and it shall, you and those that follow you shall be shown no mercy. So be it, and expect none in return. You have worn out your welcome, Vampirella. Go now before I summon another horde to take you down. When I arrived, things were still unclear, Olivier. But now that I know you are the enemy, we will see each other soon, demon. On the field of battle, Olivier watches as Vampirella leaves his domain. Her warning words reverberating in his ears, the fresh scent of her kill swirling in his nostrils, and he wonders if, in fact, he has picked the winning team. Cursed to wander the earth forever for the murder of his brother Abel, he thought he had finally earned a chance at a little peace and quiet, a chance to settle down and find something to enjoy in the prison of immortality. He bought this tavern in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, and prepared to be bored for a very long time. The man now known as Walker was amazed at how wrong one man can be. The day like all the others of the past few weeks. Dull. Oh, let's try that one again, guys. The day began like all the others of the past few weeks. Dull and mundane. Until the strangely dressed guy with the blonde crew cut came into the bar. It all went downhill from there. Wowie! Is it hot out there, or is it me? Hey, Bubba, caught these guys sneaking out the back, but don't worry none, good buddy. I made sure they didn't stiff ya. You might say I tapped them for the full tab plus tip. Here, count it yourself. Ah, you shouldn't have, but since we're exchanging gifts, I got a little something for you as well. He doesn't want to use it, but there's little choice. It's called the Hellworm, and its place of origin is obvious. Walker has been the infernal weapons keeper since he thwarted an invasion attempt from the hordes of hell over 30,000 years ago. It is not a weapon he cares to use. Say ah, you son of a bitch! But the situation has left him with little choice. He is immortal, not invincible. The madman he faces has the ability to end his long life. Whoa! Talk about your projectile vomiting! The hellworm is vampiric, in nature, draining its user of precious life force, growing fat on the rich spirit energy of its wielder. I think I'm beginning to understand why you thought this guy might be out of my league. Did you hear me, my love? I was wrong! For obvious reasons, the hellworm cannot be used for any great length of time. Too late to try and make nice. This should only hurt real bad for a while. Anytime you're feeling up to it, mistress? Hello? Giving up already, my darling hemorrhage? Where is the initiative you exhibited on our previous kills? No comment? Didn't think there would be. I told you he was dangerous, more powerful than the others we've slain. One of the first humans to walk Earth. That must count for something. Swoosh! More than you can imagine, you pasty-faced bitch! Such power! I can almost feel the weapon's acidic venom. I imagine the control of such a powerful weapon requires an enormous amount of strength. Am I correct, Kane? The worm. The worm was created to destroy creatures of heavenly power. Angels. Who are you? A heavenly body. Most definitely. I'm the one who would drag the world of humans screaming into the abyss. I am Mistress Nyx. Mistress, I hate to interrupt your sport, but Vampirella's invaded the sanctum of the Unseelie Congress and laid waste to... Damn her! We should have killed Vampirella first. I should have expected as much. As I attack what is dear to Vampirella, she attacks what is important to me. Look at you, all gorged with life. Always said I'd die before I let you get away from me. Don't make a liar out of me. The bitch is cunning. Again, I'm forced to admire her. No matter. All these we have slain will never have accepted my supremacy. They needed to be eliminated. Along with our friend here. That's it. Come and get some. I hope you choke, you son of a... Chomp! I believe these hunting excursions have done us well. Healthy distractions from the problems at hand. Now we are ready to confront these problems. Let's go to work. Salem, sometime later. Oh, I love the smell of carnage in the morning. Vampirella's attack on the Unseelie Congress was effective, but also foolish. The assault confirmed for Mistress Nyx that Vampirella was still in Salem. These little buddies are even fresher than the last bunch. We're heading in the right direction. I say we're getting close. Really? Do you two honestly think Vampirella would be fool enough to leave such a trail unknowingly? I'll look forward to taking that witch's heart. Nyx's instruction to Hemorrhage was harsh and specific. Do not return to me unless you have found Vampirella. You're starting to piss me off, Byron. Try and remember, my hands may not be able to touch you, but that doesn't mean I can't hurt you. As far as Vampirella's concerned, if she can't sense pursuit, then she's gonna figure she's safe. But blood whispers to me, Byron. It's a better trail than breadcrumbs. Byron, go on back and tell Nyx we found Vampirella. Probably found them all. Me and Cragskull are gonna round up the usual suspects and pay our friends a little visit. So be it. We will simply have to destroy the Chaos Beast on our own. Well, good. We attack Nyx in her lair in 6 hours. Sebastian, prepare your forces. Well, there it is. The demons have allied themselves with Nyx. We have no more... Okay. I said that completely fucking backwards. Well, there it is. The demons have allied themselves with Nyx. We have no more allies. So be it. We will simply have to destroy the Chaos Beast on our own. Good. We attack Nyx in her lair in 6 hours. Sebastian, prepare your forces. Scritch! Vampirella, is this the wisest course? Putting our collective heads in the lion's mouth? Isn't there another way? Squeak! We will triumph or we will die, old friend. Does it matter if we wait another day to see the outcome? Well, when you put it that way, I need a drink. Yay! Make it stop! Make it stop! Scritch! Gaga, stop! You're hurting us! Sebastian, you heartless son of a... Can't you see that this psychic feedback is a reflection of the poor child's own agony? Gaga, what is it, child? The darkness is coming! She's coming! Chaos knows where we are now! She only thinks about us, and it burns! Scritch! Scritch! No, not yet. We're not ready. We need time. Reinforcements! Stand back, all of you, and be prepared for anything. Squeak! Oh, shit. Hemorrhage, you know, I've always loved that movie. The little kid kills me. Red rum, reminds me of me at that age. Yeehaw! Oh, shit. Join us for the shattering conclusion in Vampirella Death and Destruction number 3. Chapter 3. Beautiful art. Amazingly, things have gone from bad to worse. Mistress Nyx, the physical embodiment of the dark powers of chaos, has amassed all her supernatural hordes to strike against the forces of light. Valiantly, Vampirella and her allies fight against Nyx's unholy onslaught, but one by one they begin to fall. Only a few remain alive to continue the battle against Mistress Nyx and her plans for absolute chaos. Now the diminished forces of light face their greatest challenge, the prize, the future of human existence. Oops, sorry about the creaking of the chair, it's a little old. Might be time to shop for another chair. Get a new pillow while I'm at it. Oops, excuse me. Let's not do that. Okay, we're good. This is what I live for, to bring a crimson smile to everyone's throat. Gah! Monster! I will show you as much mercy when I rend you limb from bloody limb. Shit, just look at this mess I've made. If someone isn't careful, she might slip and really hurt herself. What? Relax, miss. I'm a doctor. A surgeon, really. I'll try to make this as painful as possible. For you and your friends. Make a wish, sir. Hee 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 hee. Now is not the time for levity, Gaga. Now is the time for continued survival. I'm sorry, Mr. Sebastian, sir. It's just so cool to be moving around outside and... Yeah! Yeah! I was wondering when I would finally have my chance to kill you, mage. Now is as good a time as any, I'm sure you'd agree, if you could. Mr. Sebastian, don't leave me alone, please. I'll be good, I promise, please. What of this one, mistress? What should we do with it? The old magic user posed no real threat to me, and as for this tiny abomination, break open the helmet. Let's see how long it takes for it to die. Enough of your games, Hemorrhage. It ends here. Hello, darling, still angry at me for killing your boy toy? I don't blame you. Here, I brought you a present. It's nothing, really. Lilith, give me strength to kill this chaos bitch! Darling Vampirella, does it really have to be this way? Would it be so terrible to serve me? There are a thousand little ways I could make it quite pleasurable for you. I'll tear those twisted fantasies from your breast along with your pulsing heart. This is my world, fiendish wench. You'll not have it. Man, nothing like a ringside seat. Enough! I have indulged you long enough, Vampirella. Ugh! Fear not, Vampirella. The cavalry is here. I'm here, pretty lady. Irving is coming to the... Final curtain, magician. You and Gizmo here have fumbled the ball for the last time. Hey, don't worry about the breathing thing. Suffocation wouldn't be near painful enough. Yeah, let's see, let's try that. Stop hurting Magic Man right now, or Irving will make you sorry. Yeah, whatever. Didn't Yoda die in the third movie? Ah, shit, that hurt. Irving warned you, bloody nose man. Stay away. You surprised me once, Munchkin. I'll just kill you quick. I don't think so. You? I killed you. You and your fleshy little girlfriend. Indeed you did, but we're back with a vengeance. Man, this is fun. Never thought I'd get a chance to kill somebody twice. You can't kill what's already dead. It is my curse and my gift that I hear the soft cry of mourning. My heart leaps to know I will never hear songs of grief for you. Oh, he didn't even say anything. Passion, there are too many of them. I pray you're wrong, wizard. or we all die today. The tide turns, Mistress Nyx. Your assassin is dead, and now you join him. Hemorrhage is far from dead, Vampirella. My power nourishes him. You just don't get it, do you? I am entropy, chaos. Things fall apart, Vampirella. It is the oldest of natural laws the center cannot hold. Eventually, I must be victorious. The last of the dark-walled soldiers retreat under the onslaught of the monstrous hordes. Bring me their hearts. Then it will be Vampirella's turn. Old Negri lost his son and his sight to Vampirella. His all-consuming need to destroy her is so powerful that his clan follows him despite his blindness. For Mistress Nyx, she will feed us Vampirella's blood! Crash! Die, you human dog! Huh? Old Negri lost his vision of Vampirella's claws. In a sense, he was lucky. He could not see death coming for him, its jaws widening, fangs gleaming, snapping, tearing. Depends on your definition of luck. Her name is Pantha. In silence, she destroys. Damn you all, there's only one of her. Kill her! Her transformation is a thing of terrible beauty. Her sleek, sable coat is drenched in blood. When it is over, Pantha has dramatically improved Vampirella's odds in the battle against Mistress Nyx. In silence, she departs. Your eventual defeat will be the sweetest of victories, Demoness. Why can't you be more like your friends? Accepting of your doom. Is that all you have for me, monsters? If that's the case, I am sorely disappointed. I'll never admit defeat to the likes of you. Do I make myself clear? Hold on. Okay, it got through. Damn cat. Okay, back to the comic. Woof. Well, that was certainly lacking. Getting tired, are we? It appears that our friend still requires our aid. Shall we assist her further, my little... Oh! Little... Oh, what's that supposed to mean, magic man? Yikes! It's the bloody nose. That's for before, Pipsqueak. Ah! Hey, gang, got a joke for you. Oh, dear, I think I hurt. Yes, yes. What do you call a demon runt dangling on the end of a spear? Give up? Hilarious! Ha, ha, ha. Irving! No! Pendragon can feel the restraint snap and fall away. It's over now, Hemorrhage. You're sick. Twisted enjoyment of others' pain has finally come to an end. There had been a lock of sorts within his mind. A lock on a psychic door that held back the fearful mystical power. And you're gonna stop me, old man? Don't make me laugh. You can hardly hold your own piss. Now with the coming of Mistress Nyx and the deaths of so many that he deeply cared for, Mordecai Pendragon approaches that locked door and slowly withdraws a key. He has nothing left to lose. Go to hell! Pendragon, are you well? Wasn't fast enough to save him. I wish that I had the chance to tell him how much I was beginning to enjoy his company. Pendragon, you must leave this place at once. There is only death for you here. Stay right where you are, sorcerer. I'll be through with this one in a moment, and then it will be your turn. Shouldn't we? No. We do what she asks. Drawing in a quick breath of death-filled air, Pendragon mutters a spell of transportation that will take him and Passion from this place of death. Didn't you hear me? You will both be needed later. Go! As they fade from this place to the next, Pendragon's eyes hold on to the image of his most dear friend locked in mortal combat and sears that sight forever into his brain. He fears she will not survive and wishes to remember her as she is, alive, fighting, and full of life. Hemorrhage is badly injured, maybe dead. Dozens of monsters have been slain, but all of Vampirella's allies are either dead or have fled at her urging. She is weakened, nearly delirious with pain and rage. The odds are decidedly against her, living to see another dawn. So she does what she always has done. She changes the odds. After her, my beasts and children, don't let that bitch out of your sight. This battle is over. Vampirella simply doesn't know it yet. Our retreat buys her a brief respite. time enough to get her wind back and begin to heal. No longer cornered, she has the entire city to use against Nyx, her city. Its every rooftop and alley will shield her. Her struggle against chaos will become a supernatural guerrilla war. Vampirella will strike at Nyx from every shadow until chaos has been conquered. She will not submit. She will not be defeated. This Vampirella vows in vain. Olivier! No further, Vampirella! You are an admirable warrior. Out of respect, we chose not to participate in the final battle. Yet our covenant with Nyx could be violated if we were to allow you to escape. I'm sorry, Vampirella. This battle must be fought to the finish. Yay! When the demons are through with Vampirella, they simply let her go. Falling, she does not think of the impact to come. Rather, the terrible burning pain at her back where wings once grew reminds her of everything Mistress Nyx has taken from her. She barely feels the impact. Images and emotions swirl within her. Porter, Dervish, Wild, Helpless, Gaga. Sweet, sweet little Irving. And her only love, her heart of hearts, torn from her breast, still beating. The man from whom Vampirella learned what it was like to be good and kind. And, come, Vampirella, stop wasting my time. Your death awaits. Human. Adam! Oh, shit. Once there was a girl. A little slip of a thing, really. Let's try this one again. Once there was a girl, a little slip of a thing, really, who was lost on a world obsessed with good and evil. A man named Adam took the girl into his home in his embrace, and soon she became a woman. Without fail, both good and evil feared her. She was light and darkness, and truth she frightened even herself. She struggled to understand good and evil, and the fine line that separated the two. Finally, she came to realize a terrible truth, that she, in fact, was that line. Only Adam, who had given her direction when she was lost, was not frightened. He loved her, the whole of her. He was murdered, taken from her, but she never lost her way again. The path before her had never been more distinct. Vampirella had grown, become whole. With all the passion and responsibility that accompany such maturity, Vampirella had become the one thing that creatures in the shadows despise above all else. In every way that matters, she had become human. That is how she will be remembered. Vampirella, Sad Wings of Destiny. After the death of Vampirella by the hands of Nyx, Pendragon finds a mysterious journal. What secrets will it reveal? Don't know. The Death of Vampirella, the groundbreaking series in one volume. Okay, guys, that's it. So, we got to see Vampirella die. Not something we've ever seen. At the hands of Chaos. Wow. So I wonder how this is going to deal with Chaos Comics and Lady Death. It definitely says it's connected to all this. So the death of Vampirella, which is like the fucking the alternate comics version of the death of Superman, right? It's kind of a big deal. But the death of Vampirella, it's going to have some far-reaching events, and yes, we are going to read some more Vampirella before we get in to that conflict between her and Lady Death, because that's not over. We've got a lot of that to read still, and we will definitely get to it. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out, and I will see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner for more great comics.